Good morning. God bless you, beloved. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for giving us another day, the 24th day of the month of May. And we want to start this morning's devotion with a short prayer. Dear God, thank you again for an opportunity at life. Lord, for us to continue to be a witness, Lord, unto Jesus Christ, to this world, Father, for the purpose of which we are still here and alive. Lord, each day we ask, Lord, that you be with us to help to fulfill that purpose. This morning we ask your presence here with me, Lord, as I share the word. We ask the Holy Spirit to break the word, Lord, that whoever comes across this tape, this recording, this devotion, will make an impact in their life. For that is the reason why we all gather. That is the reason why we love you. We ask that you come and break bread with us again this morning for this short period of time in your presence. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you again. And this morning, we'd like to continue on looking at the gift of eternal life. And just the Holy Spirit is still dealing with my heart on this topic and how that, you know, it is the Holy Spirit in us. And we can never talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost in us is really that gift that God intended for every believer to have, because if you have that in you, then you have the same power that opened the Red Sea. If you have that in you, then you have the same power that opened the blinded eye. If you have the same power in you, then you're being transformed day by day by that power. It is the same power that causes the believer to live right. The Bible says we are kept by the power of God. This is the power of God that keeps the believer. So don't ever think of, you know, of falling or, you know, losing your salvation or anything like that, or doing something so outrageously sinful that would keep you out of the way. No, this power is what draws the boundaries to keep you inside the inner court. This is the power that God sent forth. He knows that this power is going to be a standard against this world. Amen. All the enemy is really coming in like a flood. Walking through the city yesterday, nakedness is upon us. Everywhere, the more people take their clothes off, the prettier they think they are. Men running around the city with underwear, no shirt, just running around thinking they are working or jogging or burning calories, you know. They should, you know, and women just half naked. And no wonder this country of the United States is a woman country. The prophet of God said that the God of this nation is a woman. And if you walk through the Capitol and the Washington, D.C., you're going to realize every monument has a woman on there that has clothing that is coming off. They're showing their breasts. They're showing off their bodies. And I told a brother yesterday, if the stone, the statues are naked, the naked statues that were made by man, some crafted sculpture, is naked, how much more the human being themselves? So it's the spirit of this country, it's the spirit of the nations, it's the spirit of this age. Laodicea is naked and blind and does not know it. But beloved, you and I, praise God and thank God for the gospel, for the end time message, for the truth has opened our eyes to see what it means to be a son of God in this time. Let's look at the book of Acts. It talks to us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and out to the utmost parts of the earth. We are living in the utmost parts of the earth, beloved. And it's time for your light to shine. It's time for the world to come across you and realize that you, just by looking at you, you judge them. The Bible says we shall judge the earth. We shall judge it. And we are judging it now by the lives we live. We are judging it now by every encounter we make. I love that sister's testimony yesterday when she was able to minister to somebody who was thinking about suicide. Beloved, the word is in you, and don't underestimate it. Don't neglect that gift. Open your mouth and begin to speak. And you realize that the Holy Spirit will take over that vessel and minister life to somebody. It isn't just the preacher's work. Remember, preaching is also a byproduct of the gift. The main gift is being able to live the life. Let's look at the book of James. James tells us a lot of really good things about how to live this life and living it in victory. And I believe it's James chapter 1. So let's look at James and see what he's got to tell us here about living and about the gift that is in you. James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's no changing from that source where that gift came from. He didn't give you the gift and he was thinking, what if this brother falls? What if this brother fails or this sister is not able to live? No, he did not think twice. He didn't have to think twice to give you the gift of the power of the Holy Ghost in you. He didn't think twice to what if this brother is going to fail one day? No, sir. There's no variableness, no shadow of turning in him of his own. Will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creation. The world must see you first. And they see you, they've seen the Father. Oh my, I love it when Jesus told Philip and Andrew that. He said, you have seen me, you've been with me all this long, and you ask me of the Father? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. If the world look upon you, sister, and your holiness in dressing, and brothers, in your righteousness, in your conduct, oh, the world is going to realize that, yes, truly, Jesus is still alive, and that God is still in this world. If the Bible say, ye shall be witnesses unto me, they're going to see God through you and me. That's how we are judging this world today. Let's continue to read. He says, wherefore, verse 19, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not righteousness of God. Don't walk around today and hold grudges. Be angry with this brother and that sister. No, the Bible says you leave your gift at the altar and you go and put things right. Walk this life. Jesus told John the Baptist, we must fulfill all righteousness. The entire book is for us. Amen. Let's continue to read here. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. All they see is the flesh. All they see is the natural thing, that how much they can get and what they can do to just benefit this body. For he beholdeth himself, and he forgets straightway that he himself is spirit. He forgets. He looks at the natural man in the mirror, and all he sees is hair and eyes and ears and nose and skin, and how he can make something better out of those things. But he forgets that inside of that vessel is a spirit. It's a Holy Ghost. It's a power that doesn't need lotion. It's a power that doesn't need to comb the hair. It's a spirit that is living inside of that body, which is more of a priority than the flesh. It's good to take care of your bodies. It's good to look good because God trusted you. That's why he put his spirit in you. He knows you're going to be a good representation of him. That's why he did that. Oh, yes. The Bible say, love your neighbor as yourself. You love yourself, you take care of yourself. But the Holy Spirit, which is your neighbor, which is inside of you, that one, you don't even love him like your own self. You don't feed the Holy Spirit. You don't read the Bible. How are you feeding? How are you loving that neighbor that is in you? You love your own self more than him? No, sir. We must change those things. We must become doers of the word. For he beholdeth himself, verse 24, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, hallelujah. Talking about looking into the Bible, the scriptures, the holy word of God, which benefits the inner man, the spirit, and not just the flesh. Hallelujah. Wherein he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Oh my. You want blessings in the natural? Focus on the spiritual first. And you realize the natural will take its place where it belongs. 26. If a man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, he deceiveth his own heart. Because out of the fullness of the heart, beloved, the mouth will speak. So how can you not be a bridle? You have your tongue bridled and you saying you have a clean heart? No, sir. That man's religion is vain. We must keep a pure heart by bridling our tongue. This day, don't be a man of many words, but go out there and be a man of few words. Listen more, speak less. Take action when needed. The seraphims, oh yes, they have six wings, two. They cover their face, that's reverence. And with two, they cover their feet, that's humility. And with the other two, what did they do? They went into action. They flew with that two. So first, that's the approach the prophet taught us. Come before the Lord. Everything you do, approach it first with reverence, covering your face. If it's a meeting on the job, go in with reverence. If it's on the job, go in with reverence, followed by humility. And then that which you are asked or you're hired to do, do it. Go into action and ask the Holy Spirit to be your guide. Pray without ceasing. Oh my. James goes on to the last verse in 27. And he said that the religion is to visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen. Unspotted from the world. Beloved, you have a powerful force inside of you. You have a good and perfect gift. And that gift is transforming you day by day. So go out there today and be a doer of the word. Go out there today and impart life into somebody else. Remember, you are still in training. The same power that was in Christ has been placed in you by measure. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are still in training on how to use that power in you. The Bible is the manual. Keep reading the manual. And that's how you're going to understand how to use the product which is inside of you, which is the gift of holiness, the gift of eternal life, the Holy Ghost. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that he will be with you today and lead you to victory in Christ Jesus. Shalom.